It's quite a task to make music with an orchestra. There can be upwards of 80 people on stage, all doing completely different things. And it's the conductor who's responsible for policing this potential musical mayhem. You know, the one guy who isn't physically producing any musical sound. But really, it takes a lot of work to be a successful conductor. Even the conductors who've reached iconic status started in small orchestras and slowly worked their way up, and that's where Charles Latshaw is. In the second installment of our regional orchestra series, I followed him around a bit to see what it's like for a young conductor on the South Central Indiana regional orchestra scene. One of his conducting gigs is serving as the assistant conductor of the Columbus, Indiana Philharmonic. I met up with him at a rehearsal as he was listening to a run-through of Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue.
So we're sitting in the Urn Auditorium in Columbus. The orchestra's rehearsing, David Bowden's conducting. You're sitting in the audience, reading a score. What are you doing?
I'm the balance guy. So I'm the guy sitting out there deciding if we can hear the soloist. And so I'm doing sign language. The conductor turns around and he can see in his eyes, can you hear the clarinets? And I give thumbs up, thumbs down, give a big hand for shh, that kind of thing.
Well, okay, Charles, you're a conductor, but you're sitting in the middle of an auditorium, not waving your arms and not getting the music out of the orchestra. What does this have to do with being a conductor?
Well, it's sometimes a good learning experience. You watch another conductor do his or her job and you see what works and what doesn't work. It also gives me a chance to put markings in my score so that the next time I do this piece, I'm doing this piece with Bloomington Symphony in May, so I've got markings in my score from the last time I did it. I've got markings in my score from tonight's rehearsal, and they're all different, and that informs the next time I perform the piece.
I know sometimes for, like, an athlete sitting on the bench, they just, coach, put me in, I'm so ready to play. Do you ever get that feeling sitting out there watching him conducting? Oh, just, I wish I could do it too.
Yeah, you wouldn't be a conductor if you didn't want to do it yourself. That's the thing. I don't think I'm unique in any respect, and wherever you are, you want to do it, so.
It's hard enough to make a living as a musician. There are, like, 80 musicians on the stage right now. There's only one conductor up there. How do you make a living?
It's tough. I'm the only person I know who works 3 full-time jobs and makes $15,000 a year, so it's tricky. I'm very fortunate to have a wife who has a good day job, but we're both musicians, and we knew that when we got married it was going to be difficult financially.
One of those other full-time jobs, as he mentioned, is music director of the Bloomington Symphony Orchestra. I caught up with him at one of their weekly rehearsals at the Bloomington High School South's Orchestra Room. The place is packed with musicians. The cello section is literally out the door. And I think all of the brass players might actually outnumber both violin sections. Wow. Today, instead of watching from the audience, Charles gets to conduct. So, first of all, that is a great sounding group. That's a great sounding group.
Yeah, well, and they were sight reading, reading through the Elgar for the very first time. So that's tricky.
Sight reading, that's amazing. How do you deal with a community group like this who's sight reading? What do you think as a conductor?
I find that it's my job to be as prepared as I possibly can, because if I'm better prepared and if I'm very confident in what I'm doing, it makes the sight reading so much easier for everybody else.
Well, the other thing I noticed sitting there watching you is you're jumping all over the place. You're really energetic. You're smiling all the time. It looks like a lot of work.
Yeah, and I'm very sweaty right now, which fortunately doesn't come through on the radio. But it's, for me, an awful lot of fun. And I wouldn't do it if it weren't fun. And even the slow pieces or the sad pieces or the soft pieces still require every bit as much energy. So, yeah, I work hard. I'm working hard for the money, that's for sure.
You conduct without shoes. You got to tell me why you conduct without shoes.
I'm on the podium when I dance around and jump and leap so much, I get tangled in my sandals, and I'm always afraid I'm going to fall off the podium. So I take them off so that I'm not worried about it.
Well, thanks for talking to me. Get back to rehearsal, mm-hmm. Maestro.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. All right. Good reading, friends. It's not easy, especially with all the German text thrown around you.
That was Charles Latshaw, assistant conductor of the Columbus, Indiana Philharmonic, director of their youth orchestras, and the music director of the Bloomington Symphony Orchestra, and occasional stand-in for the vocal soloist. You can hear Latshaw and the Bloomington Symphony Orchestra perform Elgar's Enigma Variations and this piece by Gustav Mahler, Songs of a Wayfarer, on December 13th. The next performance of the Columbus, Indiana Philharmonic is on November 21st. Latshaw will be conducting music of Ralph Vaughan Williams on that concert. And you can find information on upcoming performances of many other regional orchestras on our website, wfiu.org. In the third and final installment of our regional orchestra series, I'll speak with the backbone of many of these small orchestras, the volunteer musicians from the community.
Alles war.